All right, here at Peabody High School, now I'm talking with Peabody Tanners High School football coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, I got to tell you, first thing, whenever I think of Peabody football, I think of Adamopoulos and 3.5 yards at a time, and you never, ever, ever put the ball in the air. The game's changed a little bit.
Yeah, we had to. We had to make a change. When I first started here, I followed the same concepts as Coach Adamopoulos and Coach Nizwantowski, and, you know, run the ball down their throats and only throw it when you absolutely have to. But you're right, the game has evolved. If you just sit there and try to pound the ball, they'll put 9 in the box and fill all the gaps and make life miserable for you. And unless you have the guys up front and the horses in the backfield to still make it work, you're going to struggle. And after losing, you know, the guys like Doug Santos and Jake Daugherty and Eric DeMeo, the big horse backs and the big linemen that we had back then, the linemen have thinned out a little bit. We're not getting the 280-pound guys much anymore. So you have to evolve. And the way to do that is to, you know, spread the field and put your athletes in space and let them play. And that's what we're trying to adopt here in Peabody.
Tell me about your quarterback and how he handles the ball, because you guys are putting up points and his passing stats are great.
Well, Shea is very dedicated. You know, he works all summer long. His best friend is Danny Barrett. It's no surprise that that's his number one receiver. But with weapons like, you know, Eli Batista and Colin Ridley and Dylan Pereira and Javonte Daly and some of the other kids that we have that we can put out there, you can't really key on Danny because we could, you know, potentially beat you with other players. The key is giving Shea time and not having him run around for his life. And I think, yeah, we've corrected some of those things with our offensive line. We got a couple of linemen down this week, so that's going to be a little bit of a problem. But, you know, next man up has always been our philosophy here, and those guys are going to step up and fill those voids and protect Shea, and hopefully we can move the ball.
Hallmark of your team's coach is defense. How do you explain so much scoring in the league, or all throughout Eastern Massachusetts right now?
A lot of non-aggressiveness, I would say, is definitely our problem. A lot of times the defensive scheme has them in the right places. They're not just not being aggressive enough. They're not trusting when they read their keys. They're doubting themselves. They're hesitating. And, you know, when you're facing some of the backs that we're facing in this league, you hesitate 1 second, they're by you. And, you know, we watched a lot of film. We showed them, you know, taking better angles, not taking that hesitant step, but trusting the keys that they're reading and being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. You know, a half a second late is just not going to get it done.
Tell me about your captains, coach. I haven't had a chance to talk to you preseason, so give me a little idea about them.
The two big guys, Peter Gaidikas and Brendan Smith, they're two of our, you know, they're our best two linemen. They're our two biggest guys in the line, and their leadership, you know, is really helping us get this offensive line, you know, where it needs to be. Rafael Casiano is our defensive lineman, probably our best defensive lineman. You know, he's trying to rally the troops on the defensive side of the ball. As far as, you know, we get a couple of guys that haven't played football in a while and that defensive line that are getting better every week. And, you know, Rafi's trying to be that leader there. Jordan Tompkins, you know, he's our, you know, tailback and our you know, heart of our defense at that linebacker spot. He's doing the best he can to, you know, again, get our younger guys. We lost a lot in our defensive side last year. If you look at who we had on defense last year to this year, there was some big turnover. And Jordan's, you know, doing his best to catch these guys up and run the ball hard when we do run the ball and present some kind of a run game for our offense. And on defense, you know, he's the leader out there trying to get these guys motivated to trust what the coaches are telling them and just react instead of think. And then obviously Shea, being a junior captain, you think would have a little bit of a hard time being underclassmen, but that has not been the case. The team rallies around Shea. He's got an electric personality. He leads by example. And, you know, when he, you know, wants something done, you know, the guys will get that done, even though he is a junior.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, we turn attention to Marblehead. Everybody knows about their offense, so you've got to take care of that. And then their defense isn't too shabby either.
Well, Marblehead's been a good team now for a few years. There's no real surprise there. They're the class of the Northeast Conference. And, you know, we know we have our hands full. It's a tall task. If you do the math, if you're a stats guy, I mean, they crushed North Andover crushed Beverly, and Beverly crushed us. If you do the math, there's real no pressure on us. We're supposed to get killed. So we have to just focus on what we're doing, focus on basics, getting better, reading our keys, trusting our keys, reacting faster, playing fast. And, you know, defensively, you know, when they have weapons like they have, I mean, they have two running backs that can hurt you. Duty's a phenomenal wide receiver, and Robertson's a phenomenal quarterback. So he can hurt you with his arm and his leg. So it's a tall task for our defense, especially coming off of having, you know, allowing 55 points last week, because they're not just going to run the ball. They can throw the ball. I think the only advantage we have is we're out of that double wing type offense. This is more of a spread offense, which is what we're, you know, more comfortable with. Will we play better? We'll find out tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.